Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Listen to Texas Radio Hall of Famers John and Lance weekday mornings from 7 to 10. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 1 hour to go this week. So we got Justin at the bottom of the hour with the Warehouse Live Guy. And to where you want to keep on listening every week and try to get that because you win 4 tickets to a game plus the limo ride there and back. So just great stuff every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you know, apparently C.J. Stroud revealed that Jarrett Patterson's nickname is Slime.
Is what?
Slime.
Hmm.
I like that. I mean, if your nickname is Gucci.
Is he from Atlanta?
Or Louis Vuitton, then that's not a good offensive line nickname.
Not usually.
Slime? That's a good offensive line
nickname. Like I said, is he from Atlanta?
I don't know that.
Okay, because that's home of the slime.
Well, oh yeah, that show or whatever?
No.
Oh, what's
more YSL?
Oh, this.
It's more YSL. Yeah,
oh, that thing that Deshaun does?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's really gang-affiliated, but they'll tell you it's just YSL.
Yeah, I don't think, I'm not sure. Jarrett Patterson is probably because he's stinky or something.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Yeah, right? I mean, he's got slime. He's slimy or something. I mean, and yeah, it's really bad. I had a center that was kind of gross down under before. I mean, that was just is not great.
I mean, what are you going to do? That's why when you see the center with the towel under in the back of their thing, that's a quarterback saying, I'm just not doing this.
Centers that sweat a lot down there, butt sweat, is just gross. So I can see why a lot of quarterbacks want to go. I had to go under center all the time. And you had to go wash your hands after.
In between
series.
Boy, is that terrible.
Yeah, not great.
Is terrible.
Yep. But you wanted to look at some games. I know that it's a trap, but South Florida getting 17.5. I mean, I got to be an idiot.
Josh Pate loves Miami. Miami beat him by 35 last, but it's so crazy that a team is one straight up as underdogs, once against Boise, handily against Boise, and then beat Florida in Florida, and now it's like the number, it's like there's been no,
like
it's like
no
it's
history.
Like it's had no, it's like, yeah. it's almost like the line maker said, we don't care about the first two games.
Yeah.
And like, well, the way they played, they were pretty good.
Well, or they're begging you to take Miami.
That's kind of what
I mean, they're
I'm
begging you to take South Florida.
I mean, how can you?
I know.
Look, the first time you can look at Florida and say that number's too high. That was a legit South Florida. Now we've got two games, and they're still hanging a number up there over 17?
Yeah. And God forbid South Florida scores first, because now you've got 28 points to make up. I mean, you've got four
Wisconsin
touchdowns.
Is a huge dog, 20.5 points to Alabama. Alabama's going to have to show me more. I don't care that you beat Louisiana.
I don't know. Wisconsin's not very good, bro.
No, they're 2-0. I mean, if they keep this pace up, they're going to go undefeated.
At this pace, yes.
At this pace.
At this pace.
Your guy Arch Manning's laying 40.5. So, I don't know. I think I'd take Wisconsin plus the points. I like Alabama, but I'm not sure. I really want to see what Alabama – Yeah, you're right. I mean, this isn't the greatest challenge in the world. It is a Big Ten team, though. And quite frankly, I wasn't sure Florida State was going to be the best challenge, and they really out-physicaled Alabama. And one thing Wisconsin will do is they'll try to get physical against you. So I'm kind of interested to see that one. I think that one's more interesting than like a 3-touchdown game. Texas is a 40.5 point favorite against UTEP. Don't have an opinion. Texas hasn't covered either game.
What about the Cougs tonight? I like them.
I do too. I like the Cougs tonight. I think the Cougars I think defensively they're going to give Colorado some problems. And I like the Cougs tonight. They're laying 4, 4.5. I still like them. I think they win by a touchdown.
Man, Oregon is only giving 28 to Northwestern. Northwestern's bad.
Well, I guess Steven's listening. I don't know if he's in Houston or Dallas. Steven, my guy Steven Shell from Patios. And he's a Wisconsin guy. He's from Wisconsin. He said, Wisconsin's terrible this year. So,
yeah,
lay the points in.
They're not very good.
He'll know. He's a Wisconsin fan, so he'll...
This is Luke's last stand, I think.
That's crazy. He was such a good coach at Ohio State and then at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Oregon is, who cares? Oregon will roll.
I know.
Moore is very quietly the sixth favorite in the Heisman Trophy voting and maybe the money guy. Dante Moore may be where you need to be putting your money on Heisman betting. Oregon quarterbacks always put up big numbers. He's got 479 yards passing and 6 touchdowns already. He figures to put it on Northwestern as well. Clemson's at Georgia Tech. I like Georgia Tech in that one against Clemson. Clemson sucked in the first game and in the entire first half of Troy.
Yeah. They're not nearly. They were asking before the season, is Clemson going to go undefeated this year? They suck.
Oklahoma's 23.5 point favorite at Temple. I think that's too many points. I love what Temple's coach said. I saw in Football Scoop, there was an interview, and the head coach at Temple said, I don't have realistic players playing for me. I only want unrealistic players. And the thought was, and the comment came up because when he was first a coach at some school, wherever he was, that they won a national championship, maybe it was Delaware, I think, the AD said, listen, don't talk about winning or championships or that stuff. Just talk about building the program up and all that. His first interview, he talks about, we plan on winning a championship early. And the AD said, I told you not to do that. Why'd you do that? He said, because I got a room full of kids in the back. You think they want to hear about the process and trying to rebuild and build this up? They want to win now. And that's what we're doing. And he made the comment that I don't want to hear about realistically, we're not going to compete against Oklahoma. Well, guess what? I'm not realistic, and I want unrealistic people playing for me who don't listen to all that stuff and who believe they can beat Oklahoma. And they're 2-0 right now, the first time in years and years, or since Matt Rule's been there, I think, which was a while back. And I don't know. I think they're wired up right. Oklahoma's probably going to have a little bit of a letdown, an emotional letdown. I like the 23.5 points here, Temple at home. Central Michigan and Michigan's laying 28.5. I probably like Central Michigan there, probably too many. I don't know that Michigan's going to roll a bunch of points out there. Auburn, South Alabama, I don't have an opinion on, but I'm not sure that Major Applewhite has a very good team at South Alabama, so it could be Auburn rolling hard.
Tennessee and Georgia.
So it's supposed to be Georgia's offense versus Tennessee's defense, and in the past it would have been Tennessee's offense versus Georgia's defense.
Right.
Who do you like in that one, Dell?
Well, Kirby always puts the wood to Tennessee for the most part.
I know.
Josh Heupel, I think since he's been there, hasn't scored more than 17 points against Georgia in any of their games.
Is this his best quarterback? Like, Hendon Hooker was a good college quarterback.
I would say Hendon Hooker. I mean, Aguilar was a transfer from UCLA. He wasn't even really playing there.
I mean, Pate has really been pumping him up. I'm not sure if he's that great.
Yeah, I don't know. I know the Aguilar family, I think they tweeted or something about how they're glad for the trade because he came from UCLA and now he's at Tennessee and Nico's at UCLA. Let's see Aguilar against a real team, because it turns out Syracuse may not be very good when their coach is forcing them to run laps after or run sprints after barely beating UConn. I would like to see Aguilar against actual athletes and a good defense coordinated by Kirby Smart before I rubber stamp him as, yeah, they've got a good one there. We'll see. Josh Heupel needs to reverse the trend, because as bad as, or let's say, average as Gunnar Stockton has been this year, than the Georgia offense has been this year, that defense ain't no joke.
No. I like Georgia. I just can't. I'm just not fading Kirby. I just have no interest. That never goes well. I'm not fading Kirby Smart.
My two favorite games are 28-point favorites on the road. Oregon, they're going to smash Northwestern.
Yep.
And SMU is going to destroy Missouri State at Missouri State.
What are they going to win? 75-45?
Right. I mean, but yeah.
I don't have much faith in them after what they pulled in week
not
one.
After their not their defense, but that man, joke. Missouri State has got no chance of stopping them.
This is just you hating because they didn't put JT in because they went to the option.
You still think he holds a grudge against a different coaching staff altogether?
Oh, is it a different coaching staff?
Yeah, you think that?
Bobby, that wait, is that Petrino?
I wouldn't.
I think is Petrino still there? No, he left.
Petrino left.
No, it was Steckel.
No, the current coach though.
Oh, the current. No, Petrino's gone. But it was Steckel, and I wouldn't have let him run my fantasy team.
So, do you see that video where women, where the wives pick the fantasy teams, and then the husbands can't give them any help, and then the husbands have to manage them? Probably a lot of white waiver wire deals going down there. But Arkansas and Ole Miss. How about this? Ole Miss is just 6.5 at home against Arkansas. Is Arkansas kind of salty this year? Both of them are 2-0, but 6.5 feels like – I mean, it feels like a legit SEC line, but I don't know. It feels like there's some respect there for Arkansas. Over-under 62.5, so should be a high-scoring game. LSU-Florida.
Arkansas might have the best quarterback in the SEC. Do you see this kid?
Mm-mm.
Oh, he's good. He's really good. I could see – well, there's a reason that it's 62.5.
Taylen Green?
Yeah, he's really good.
Oh, man, the numbers look good.
Yeah, really good.
Oh, so he's been there forever. Is this that really fast one that they had from a couple years
ago?
He's
tall, number 10, skinny. Angular. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was, I think, 23. Yeah, it was in 23 where I saw him, and I was like, man. And then he didn't do anything last year, but he's off to a quick start now.
He's looking good. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it clicks.
6'6", 224. Good Lord. And you know what? Oh, he was at Boise before, so that's not the one I was thinking of. He was at Boise for 3 years, and then he came over to Arkansas last year, was just okay. He's already run for 192 yards on 18 carries. Ooh, John, you may be onto something here. This may be the little sneaky-deaky play. We may like, I don't know, we may like Arkansas on this one, kids.
Yeah.
Ole Miss may not have their starting quarterback. Simmons got hurt early in the Kentucky game, and the ankles are in question. Lane Kiffin's being a little coy about his availability. I think people won't really know until game time, until warm-up or something. And so that might be something else to take into consideration.
LSU-Florida, I think that's going to be a dogfight. LSU's a 7.5-point favorite.
Seven.
I don't either. I think that one's a 3-point game.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a real
Florida's going to fight. Billy Napier's fighting for his job right now.
Yeah, he is. A&M and Notre Dame. A&M's going to try to control the clock, run the football. They can't stop the run. Aggies suck against the
run.
Go
under.
And, yeah, under's 50.5. That's too much. Notre Dame's got a young quarterback still, but A&M knows they need to keep their defense off the field. Notre Dame can really run it. They can really run it. They're laying 6.5.
A&M always keeps the score down offensively.
On themselves?
Yeah.
So, I like that under 50.5, but Notre Dame has two really, really good running backs.
Yeah.
And Texas A&M, did you see last week? UTSA ran for over 200 on them. That ain't good. And they don't have – remember, they lost three defensive linemen that all went to the pros, and A&M's trying to regroup and replenish, and they're going up against a Notre Dame team with two. We talked to Mike Elko, earlier in the week, and he talked about these might be the best combination of running backs he's ever coached against in college football. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Man.
Mike and his brother Steve both love.
Mike and Steve Elko. And then Vanderbilt, South Carolina. Everyone, the nation cheers for South Carolina as we're trying to get some losses for Vandy because one of our callers if he's right about them, we'll never hear the end of it. And we already don't hear the end of it just when they beat teams they're supposed to. And it looked like they were buried at halftime, and then they came back like a house of – like my son, Alec, who's in the SEC with Alabama, he's like, oh, Vanderbilt's going to beat – he goes, South Carolina can't figure anything out offensively. He goes, Vandy's got a good shot at winning that one.
Huh?
I was like, I hate that.
Now I hate rooting against Vandy, but we got to. All right, we got a break. Justin's at the bottom of the hour, and he will play Beat the Warehouse. We'll beat the Warehouse guy at the bottom of the hour.
Is anyone getting double banged this week?
Listening all week long so that you, maybe you could be a contestant against
Justin.
Beside
that model.
All right. Texas Card House is what we're talking about now. Going to play a little poker myself today. Going to go play. Going to go get my poker on. Unfortunately, I can't play a Texas Card House because I'm not in Texas. If I was in Texas, you know where I'd be? Texas Card House. Hey, damn right I would be. How about today, in one of my favorite tournaments, today, Westheimer and Greenridge is the senior event at noon. I mean, it's a low buy-in, and you can rebuy if you re-enter if you get knocked out. And it's just so much fun. You're against other seniors, 50 or older, and it's just a great, great game. Saturdays, they got big events, especially at Spring Cypress in 45. They've always got a big tournament. Coming up on the 17th on Wednesday, you've got a $100,000 guarantee at Westridge and Green, Westheimer and Greenridge. And you've got on the same day, 17th, a PLO $40,000 guarantee at Spring Cypress in 45. It's just the best poker in the city. Clean, a bar till open till 2, open 24 hours. You can always find a game there. Parking lot that's safe, security on hand. I mean, I just can't say enough about what the poker room is at Texas Card House. You're looking for the best way to play in the city of Houston. There's one place to go, TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.
Hey, Watchtoberfest is coming to Houston October 3rd and 4th. That's around the corner. You can shop the newest releases and global novelties exclusively at Zadig. All you got to do is go to the website and learn more. This is going to be a great way to celebrate the art of watchmaking at Zadig Jewelers Watchtoberfest. It's a two-day showcase. It's the newest debuts, and you want to check it out. Explore collections from over 25 of the world's most prestigious brands. It's all going to be in one place, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. They've got bites. They've got craft beer, specialty coffee, and Saturday Supercar Showcase presented by Indigo Auto Group. So a lot of fun stuff, a lot of cool things going on October 3rd and 4th. Get on over there. It's between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. You can RSVP online. You got food, you got drinks, you got coffee. You've got some incredible debut watches and global novelties, and you got some awesome cars all available in one spot, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard, 28,000 square feet of great jewelry at Zadig Jewelers.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hey, before we... I know we got a break and then Justin's coming up. Did you get... There's two things I want to get to real quick. Have you seen this? I know we're not really, a lot of us aren't really paying as much attention to WNBA. Have you seen this Nafisa Collier, John? Dell? Are you familiar with her work from the Minnesota Lynx? I know you're a big Lynx guy, John.
I am a big Lynx guy.
Well, she hit the vaunted 50-40-90 mark. 50% from the field, 40% from three, and 90% from the free throw line. She's averaging 22.9 points a game. In just yesterday's game, she was like, I think she was 3 of 4 from the three-point line. But she can shoot the eyes out of the ball. Really, really shoots it well. And that's a mark that is just a vaunted mark in NBA, is when you get to the – Steve Nash has done it, I think, a couple of times. Steph Curry has done it before. But 50-40-90, I don't care who you are and what league, that is tremendous. And that is really shooting a ball effectively. So, former UConn player. And I guess, I don't know, is she in the, I guess, is it her and Aja Wilson? I don't know who's in the mix for MVP. I know Aja Wilson's back in the mix for MVP. But just wanted to mention that because that's rare by even NBA standards. It's never happened in the WNBA. There's never been a person who shot this effectively.
I just Googled her. She's engaged to a white guy.
It's like John has like Asperger's sometimes. He just says, I just Googled her. She's engaged to a white guy. I mean, that's right, John.
Right.
Look at that.
Now put this cork back on your fork so you don't stab your own eye. I mean, who's the... You got to tell us more now. Who's the white guy?
Alex Basil.
What does he do,
what
John?
Does he do? He does something with money or sports.
Is she too good for him?
I don't know. No, but... Oh, wait. It says Nafisa Collier is pregnant. But it must have been a while. It was 2021. Oh, they got a baby together.
Already?
Yeah.
That's
2021.
Oh, good for the couple.
And she can shoot like that after bearing children.
Wait. He is a basketball player himself. Well, he was, at least.
He was?
Yes. He is the president of Unrivaled Basketball, that women's league that wanted to...
That thing just... Did you see that it just got a valuation of like $200 million? It just... They had a major financial win. It just got some huge valuation.
I just saw... Yeah, I did. I didn't know what Unrivaled was.
This guy
was.
Looks like somebody who would have played at Wisconsin.
He played at the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Yeah, same.
Missouri, Kansas City. Yeah, no, he looks like a Missouri, Kansas City guy. He don't look at Wisconsin.
Alex Basil. Wow.
He is the president of Unrivaled.
Well, good on him.
Yeah.
I mean, but is he appropriating? Shouldn't a woman be the president of that?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know who should be.
Well, if he's married to a woman's player, that's kind of like you being an LSU fan.
Yeah,
he's
but
kind
I don't
of
get,
married
I don't,
into the WNBA.
Yeah, but I'm not valued at a couple hundred million.
Well, Wendy wishes you were.
I know she wishes. You can wish in one hand.
Crap in the other. See which one gets full first.
Right. All right. Was there anything else that you...
Chief Executive Officer of Through the Lens. He was a WNBA and NBA skills coach for Basil Basketball.
And
she did okay. She did all right.
And if Alex Basil came to Houston, where would you send him if he wanted taquitos?
Taqueria Sarandas.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's where I would send him. And by the way, Kawhi Leonard, more trouble. Well, we talked about that yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. What about the Tigers and their employees?
I don't know that one. What
that.
Is that?
Do you two think I just randomly mentioned taquitos
reason? We got to go to break.
Well, Justin I'm is getting next. Hungry. No, let's talk about Taqueria Sarandas. Taqueria Sarandas, they have every Thursday, I give you a chance to win a $50 gift card. You just have to pick the right side in the Thursday night game. We tell you it's going to be randomly. I won't tell you. It's not a specific time. You just have to be listening. And you have a chance to win, and that's what happened yesterday. The guy yesterday won. He had the Green Bay. I even put a hook on it, Green Bay 3.5, and he knew the right side. He was on the right side. Green Bay minus the points. And Taqueria Sarandas says, great. We want to give him a $50 gift card. Take that money. You know, this is the great thing about Taqueria Sarandas. Authentic Mexican food, absolutely. Sizzling fajitas. You've got your enchiladas. You've got your taquitos. You've got a lot of different things to choose from. But the great thing is so many Mexican restaurants now, they have taken their prices and they have skyrocketed. At Taqueria Sarandas, they don't want to break the bank. They want you to get the most bang for your buck. They want you to have great food, have a good time, have beer flowing, and do it at a reasonable price. And they are helping you out in that regard. There's a lot of locations around Houston. Go to the website at TaqueriaSarandas.com and find a location near you. Stop in and enjoy food. And you know what? Next Thursday, be listening and try to win your $50 gift card to Taqueria Sarandas. But if you don't win, don't worry. They got you covered for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner, and even for your favorite sporting events. It's Taqueria Sarandas.
Got to talk about my man, Kent Jones, over at Dream Rate right now. I wish I knew that you have to have an agent. Now, normally agents are middlemen, and they're going to take, and it costs you. It's just the opposite in the mortgage game. They are going to save you. Well, this one in particular, he has saved our listeners so much money. It is. I get these texts and emails from him about the different names. I don't want to mention, but it is incredible how much Kent is saving our people. He doesn't have a glass tower office. He doesn't put his name on golf tournaments. He is a mortgage broker that is going to save thousands. He knows all the hacks. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's done over 1,400 different mortgages. If you need a survey, you need an insurance agent, you need a title company, you don't know any of this stuff. He knows it all, and he knows all the hacks. I'm telling you, if you're going to buy a house, you got to call Kent Jones, okay? Because he is going to save He's been saving people thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. 713-520-5626, 713-520-5626, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 248-2473. Jay Ken Jones, NMLS number 356-118, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. Warehouse Live Guy brought to you by the Warehouse Live, where you get your music on, okay? Warehouse Live Guy joining us once again, Justin from Warehouse Live, and won again last week. I mean, I'd never root for you, but I was rooting for you against a Cowboy fan, that's for sure.
Well, he was a Ranger fan, but nonetheless.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ranger fan. Yeah, how can you be a Ranger fan? That's so gross. Anyway.
A grave-digging Ranger fan.
Grave-digging Ranger fan, yeah. He's digging his own grave. He digged his own grave on this show. No one likes him anymore. So you still got some Astros. We only got one homestand left. Is the prize going to be for this?
Yeah, I mean it's our last chance for Astros. We'll give the same tickets away that we were going to give away last week at Tuesday night, third row, third base, Rangers. Let's see if I can get rid of them.
Well, let's hope we're still in the race by then, and the game actually means something, because by then. The Astros, the way that they're playing, could be out of it. So that's what we're going to play for. But we got to talk first about what's going on over at Warehouse Live. You got some good shows coming up?
We got a few. Tonight we got Liliac, which is a rock show. Tomorrow actually got canceled. Sunday we got a Sunday Funday with tributes to Fleetwood Mac and Cheap Trick. It's always free, so come on down.
Oh, that's my show.
That is your show.
That's my show.
Wednesday, we got a little free party. It's called St. Practice Day. It's exactly halfway to St. Patrick's Day, so we're having a little get-together Wednesday night. And then if you're an EDM fan, we got a huge one on Thursday night. It's actually sold out, kind of an older EDM band, Above and Beyond. But it's going to be a banger.
I love them. Yeah, that's my favorite band. So there it is. Go to warehouselive.com, warehouselive.com, to find the show that you want desperately, warehouselive.com. That's a Sunday fun day for me, okay? Right there.
Your mama's all right. Your daddy's all
right. That's right. They just seem
you're the
weird.
Original Mike Damone selling tickets at high school.
That's right.
No
that's
kidding.
Like a fast time.
That's what Justin is, okay?
That's Damone. Right. He is Damone. Hey, the strudel's great here.
All right. Just make sure you don't impregnate anybody. Damone.
We're too deep into that movie now.
All right. So Paul is our contestant. Is Paul, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, man? Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it. What do you do for a living?
What's going on, guys? I'm a driver. I drive around Houston.
Oh, right. So you listen to the show all the time?
Oh, all the time. I got my butt kicked last year. I'm going to give him this year.
Rematches.
Justin keeps catching rematches with people.
I know.
Yeah.
And Justin, well, he was hot last year. He sucked before that, but he's hot. Well, so are you – okay, tell me you're not a Rangers fan. Tell me you're an Astros fan, a Texan
fan. I'm all Houston fan.
All right. Then we're rooting for you. We're rooting for Paul this week. Sorry, Justin.
That's all right.
Yep, we're rooting for Paul. I'm a man of the people. That's all I care about is the
people. You usually root for the books.
That's right. No.
It's true. No,
I root for the casino and the bookies. All right, so here we go.
The man roots for the IRS and disputes as well. I don't know.
I hope you end up with a big tax bill.
Well, because we need the tax money. We definitely.
Yes. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
We definitely need that for roads and schools.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Beat the Warehouse Live guy. And you got to win. You can't tie him. You got to beat him because it was a tie last week. That was a tough match last week, but you ended up with a tie, and so Justin keeps the title. And let's play our game. Let's play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. As always, Justin is first. Justin, who you got?
I'm going to be a homer, and I'm going to go ahead and take the Texans -2.5.
Yes, sir. Our Houston Texans -2.5 on Monday Night Football against the Tampa Bay Football Buccaneers. All right, that's a good start. Paul?
I'm going to go with Detroit. I think the line moved to 6.5.
Detroit at this present time is 6. It's just 6. At this point in our lives, the Detroit Lions are 6-point favorites against the Chicago Bears. Justin?
All right, I'm sticking to the Monday night theme. I hate that I lost this half point here, but I'm going to take the Chargers -3.5.
Chargers are minus...
Bolts up, boys!
Chargers are -3.5 at the Las Vegas Raiders.
Charge!
At the Las Vegas Raiders. Paul?
I'm going to take the under on the 49ers and Saints.
The 49ers and the Saints are playing a football game in New Orleans.
Okay.
And the under-over is 41. 41. And he wants the under. Under. Smart play. Two, Mac Jones versus Spencer Rattler.
What an awful quarterback matchup.
Wow. Wow. It'll probably be a 60-59 game.
No. Good luck getting it that high.
Justin?
Bunch of interceptions for touchdowns, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what? It doesn't look very appetizing, but I can't pass up the Chiefs getting points at home. Let's take the Chiefs +1.
The Chiefs are at home against Philadelphia, getting 1 point in their football contest. At this point, it is at exactly 1 point. Chiefs +1 at home. That's not really getting points. Per se, but okay.
It's getting point.
They're getting point at home. Paul?
John, you know what time it is?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
The Eagles are a double big goal!
Don't put it's it funny in. To hear a female talk about routes.
Double banger. The Eagles and the Chiefs worth it all. Doesn't get any. Now that's a big game.
Now it's on.
Now it's a big game.
Now I care about that Super Bowl rematch.
That's right. Now, two great teams. Now it means something. It
real
just means
nice, Paul. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Justin.
All right, let's go with the Seahawks +3.
The Seahawks at this point in our lives are +3 at the Pittsburgh Steelers. +3 at the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Paul?
Let's go with the Steelers.
That was a dirty, filthy double banger. As if they all aren't. Is that it, or we got one more?
One more for each.
One more for each. Now, I've been so enthralled by Double Bangers, I don't even know where we are.
No, I don't even know what's even, what is today?
I don't even know.
We've been banged up so hard.
This, all right, this thank you.
That's what you call it. You get banged up.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what it's called.
No, it's not.
Well, dirty, filthy.
Yeah, that is dirty, filthy. Justin, your last pick.
I got to be honest, I'm feeling a little disrespected. Back-to-back bangers.
Yeah, no.
You feel a little
dirty. All right.
Feel a little dirty.
He's just fading all of your picks.
All right, let's go back to Monday night. It's going to be a huge Monday night for me, I guess. We're going to take the under in the Chargers. I believe it's 46.5.
The under 46 right now, 46. Under 46 right now in our lives. Vegas and Chargers under 46. And finally, Paul?
Well, I don't want to do this one, but I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to go ahead and take the Cowgirls. I mean, Cowboys.
Oh. Yeah, you know what? I like them. I do. Cowboys -5.5 against the New York Football Giants. Cowboys -5.5. You got to root for them. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Or go 4-0 up to that game and then say, man, I don't care. They can lose.
Yeah, right.
That's the dream.
Well, listen, you win your double bangers this week, and holy crap. Just doesn't get any bigger. We got two double
Jason.
Bangers going this week.
Hey,
all right.
Jason, put some Coors Light in that limo.
Ooh, that's it. Making demands.
Damn.
And I'm pretty – did he call
Justin does like – Justin, you are a Coors Light guy.
He's
that's
a Coors
on the
Light
record.
Guy.
That's on the record.
So I'm not sure.
It could probably be arranged.
There might be some already in there.
Is it more disrespectful than
I guarantee there is.
That he called him Jason?
Oh, much more.
Oh, my gosh. The slap, he pulled his white gloves off and slapped his face multiple
Jason,
times.
Put the Coors Lights in there.
Damn. Man, get your pistols
total
in duel.
Disrespect for it, you. I mean, double banged you twice.
Good day, sir.
And he called you Jason. All right.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
He did. Way to go. I like it, Paul. That's that. All right. Gamesmanship. I like it. All right. He threw the gauntlet down. All right, Jason, let's go.
Oh, here we go. Here are the picks for Justin. He's got the Texans -2.5, Chargers -3.5, +1 for KC at home, +3 for Seattle, and he's got the under 46 Chargers and Raiders. Paul, he's got Lions -6, the under, which is 41 for the Saints and Niners. He's got the Eagles -1, the Steelers -3, and the Cowboys -5.5.
There it is.
All right, you guys are set. Paul and Justin going at it starting tomorrow.
Paul, excuse me,
Sunday.
Best of luck, Paul. We're rooting for you.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. That's our guy, Paul and Jason, right here on ESPN. 97.5 and 92.5. Justin, as always, man, we appreciate it. WarehouseLive.com, WarehouseLive.com. Any of those shows you want to get to, get over there to WarehouseLive.com. We appreciate it. Justin, make sure you got them Coors Lights in that limo.
Will do. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right. There's
Thanks,
Justin.
Jason.
He's a Coors Light enthusiast. Okay.
I know.
That's my guy. We have thrown down a few Coors Lights in our time. Me and Jason. That's fun. That is good, clean fun. I mean, Paul did disrespect him a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
No, he's like, he's feeling some type of way after last year's loss.
He is. Like, oh,
this reminds me of a UFC or a boxing press conference before the fight where they're, you know.
This is number two.
Squaring up?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, where they start, where all of a sudden somebody's got to jump in between. I'm like, man, he's like, you better beat Justin the way you're talking and put my and make sure you have my Coors Lights in there, by the way, too.
Let's do it. Be it. Do it, Justin. Do it.
And if you got a girlfriend, leave her in there, too.
Oh, wow.
That's what it seemed like he was doing.
That was. Paul was like, I'm a driver, too.
He was on one.
I know how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Warehouse Live guy. Time to talk about selling your home, Lance.
Well, let's talk about my friends over at Greenlight Offer. My guy, Sean. And I met Sean. Sean's got another famous brother here in Houston. And both of them really successful. This is a very successful business because it's a smart model. It's very smart. People in Houston who, and the surrounding areas, if you can hear my voice, they work with you. Actually, throughout Texas, what they do is they help you. If you want to just sell a home, you don't want the hassle of getting it ready, doing showings. You don't want any of that stuff. Maybe you you inherited a home and you're like, oh my gosh, this house is in disrepair. I don't even want to mess with it. Just get your money. Just do that. They make you a fair offer at Greenlight Offer. You can go to greenlightoffer.com and get your offer, start the process. They have no fees. There's no repairs for you. You get your money very quickly. They can do closings in as few as 3 days for you. I mean, be done with it and turn that house into money. If you've got a house that you're renting, you got difficult renters and tenants, you got squatters, they get rid of those people all the time. They handle all the heavy lifting for any problems. They make it hassle-free for you. And the main thing is it gets done quickly, it gets done the right way, and you get taken care of financially. That's the way you want to do it. No obligation cash offer in 24 hours or less. Just go online at greenlightoffer.com. That's greenlightoffer.com.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, you guys say that you have 100 colors or so. Actually, you've got thousands of colors, don't you?
Yes, so just in stock, we have over 100 colors, which is the rainbow. But if you need that specific fuchsia pink, we'll find it for you and we'll coat it for you.
You can combine any colors, right?
You can dream of a color and we can find it for you.
What if I want the colors of my favorite team? Are you guys going to do it?
You should come see our Houston Astros chairs.
I saw them. You brought them out to our golf tournament.
Yes.
And they are awesome. A lot of people will tailgate mostly Texans or University of Houston or Texas or Texas A&M. Hey, if you've got a favorite team, you guys will color code them that color of your team.
Even if you like the Saints and you need some sun gold in your life, we got you.
What about the Cougs?
I'm a Coug. Of course we got to have Cougar colors.
They're the biggest. They're the best. They're expanding. Houston Powder Coaters doesn't get any better. Call Robin. You'll probably deal with Robin when you call Houston Powder Coaters. 281-676-3888 or Houston. PowderCoaters.com.
Stand by, cue announcer.
The Del Olalea Show, weekday mornings from 10 to noon. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. Apparently, I'm looking at a house in England. It has a 4-foot gorilla statue attached to the house. He's on a platform up by the windows. Do you want, and she's been forced to remove it. Should you be able to put a gorilla, a statue of a gorilla, on the side of your house, in the front of your house?
That's got to be against the HOA.
Listen. If I want to have a gorilla on my house, I'm going to have a damn gorilla on my house. Don't tell me I can't have a gorilla.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, the HOA will come for you.
The HOA comes after, came after her and made her remove it. Mm-hmm. Screw your HOA. Okay? I want a gorilla. Now, listen. I'm two doors down from the gorilla. You can always tell. You don't even have to give your address. Right.
I'm a person who can't give directions by street names. I do it by landmarks.
Right.
So the gorilla thing would I guess help me. But so was there an animal or something in particular they would have been fine with? Because the gorilla doesn't just pop up one day. They're building it, and so someone had to see the process of this. And then when they saw a gorilla, not that one. If you had gone with the dolphin, we'd have been fine.
I don't know. I don't know. It's like it's got like a platform jutting out from the wall. So it's up high.
So they're seeing this thing being built. So yeah. Was it the fact that they put anything there?
Well, they might have put the platform first and then just put the gorilla on top.
This is what I'm saying. They saw the platform, so they saw construction was going.
Right.
And then when they saw that it was a gorilla, that was too much?
I guess.
Like, what if it was like a little chihuahua? Is that fine?
Yeah, maybe.
Or any animal would have been out of bounds.
I don't know. A chihuahua is really small, so I don't know if anybody even noticed. Two men are wanted after the Humpty Dumpty statue at the Jersey Shore golf course was stolen. I want a Humpty Dumpty statue? Damn. How great would it be to have a Humpty Dumpty statue?
I imagine the eggshell is cracked. How else would you know it's Humpty Dumpty unless part of the statue is cracked?
Where would
you put a Humpty Dumpty statue? Where are you putting that?
Oh, my God. How great would that be?
Are you putting it in the backyard?
Or no, you got to put it up like next to the gorilla.
No, then the HOA comes after you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Then you have to take it down. You have to put that in a spot where people can see it, but then your local snitches don't come and ruin it for you. It's probably not in the backyard.
Would you rather have a gorilla, a Humpty Dumpty, or Bob's Big Boy statue?
I don't know. The Big Boy thing is iconic. I think I'm going with Bob's Big Boy.
Bob's Big Boy, for sure. The kid with the swirl hair. Are you kidding me? Holding a burger? No question. A Florida man wakes a woman up by mumbling next to her bed, and then deputies catch him. He was sleeping in her car. Do you think that you should mumble to a sleeping woman? Why didn't he just sleep next to her? If he was going to sleep...
Well, because he
should've... had a bed right there.
Well, he wasn't there. He wasn't supposed to be there in the first place, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, then why is he in there mumbling?
Which would you rather have? Would you rather be the butt sniffer from yesterday or the mumbler from today?
Mumbler.
You'd rather be the mumbler?
Mumbler.
You did break into a woman's house, though.
No.
Well, I don't like that part. Just mumbling.
Which would I rather? I'd rather have the butt sniffer. He's out in public. I don't want mumbler in my bedroom.
No. I would take the butt sniffer as well.
Butt sniffer, for sure. If he came up and sniffed your butt, you'd be like, hey... How does it smell?
I wouldn't ask. I'd have a different reaction, but I certainly don't want to wake up to him mumbling in my ear, and then he's sleeping in the car.
No,
butt sniffing.
Nah. Elijah Spencer. I mean, no, that dude is that's weird. That's way too weird. Way too weird. All right. We are done, and we got the weekend coming up. You know, this is a big weekend. Braves, Astros, pretty damn big. We'll be with you before the Texans play again, but we got a whole weekend of college and pro football that we will talk about on Monday morning.
Are the Astros, do the Astros no longer have possession, either tie or sole of first place when we come back?
They will have possession of first.
Okay. Lance?
But by the way,
we'll have a new first place team.
It won't be the Astros. Do you see the guy that they're facing tonight? He pitched seven games. They won the first six. He's got a 1-something ERA.
Oh, he's their hero, huh?
Walton. And it looks like we're throwing Jaden Murray tonight.
Awesome, Jaden.
Girl, stop.
Jaden's on the mound
tonight. Girl, stop.
Jaden,
we got a
Murray.
Jaden pitching tonight
against their
Shouldn't
hero.
Shouldn't you be catching passes from C.J. Stroud?
No, that's Jalen's.
Higgins.
There is
we
a
got
Jaden
a Jaden.
Yeah, that's true.
We got a Jaden. I mean, can we stop with the Jalen's and the Jaden's for a minute? That we have to root for all these Jaden's.
I love a Jason.
All right. We are done. Mopey and Mapes are next here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All
glad
right,
you could join
us. Here come them lies.
But Sling Blade thinks we're just going to tell lies
here
from 10 to 12?
Here come them lies coming from 10 to 12.
Well, this ain't no lie. Brinkman Quality Roofing. This is another family-owned business. I love that. Love that. You don't stay in business for 50 years in a city unless you do it right. And the reason that Jason is here is because of his dad and his granddad and how good they were and the business philosophy that they had, how awesome they were. You should see, if you get a chance, go to their warehouse. It's incredible how big and everything that they've got. And you talk to Jason, there's nothing that he hasn't seen in the roofing business, and there's nothing he can't do. And he says, listen, They're not solar panels anymore, okay? It looks just like your roof, only it's solar now. It's awesome. And if you can do it, I mean, this is the way to do it. If you're going to be in that home long term, you're going to save so much money on your electricity, it pays for the roof. So think about that. But if you haven't checked on your roof in a while, call Jason. Let Jason come and give you a bill of health or tell you, hey, you got to do something about this, otherwise you're going to be in trouble. As soon as it rains or hails or whatever, your roof needs work. He's going to be honest with you. He's been in business. Quality is in the name, And honesty should be in the name as well. Brinkmann, B-R-I-N-K, B-R-I-N-K-M-A-N-N, quality.com. BrinkmannQuality.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.